Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and this is your daily delve into the archives of the Bugle podcast. In October 2008, John McCain was on the presidential campaign trail in America, and some serious backpedaling was underway after some major mudslinging in Barack Obama's direction. This is from issue 48 of the Bugle, entitled How Low Will They Go? Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, and how low can you go? The McCain campaign has decided to go extremely low this week, wobbling their way under the moral limbo pole as their supporters chant along excitedly. And McCain has spent the past week baiting his own crowds like a child running a stick across the cage of a very irritable and ever so slightly racist lion. Twice he referred to Obama as Barack Hussein Obama, choosing to land the emphasis very much on the second of the three words there, to booing and heckling from the crowds. He took Pandora's box of bigotry and he threw it open. And he may find it hard to get that hateful little genie back into his bottle. But he is trying. He's just recently started telling crowds that Obama is a decent man, stepping in and correcting them when they call him a Muslim or an Arab or a terrorist, three things they very much regard as the same. And what is the response to this more level-headed argument been? He's been booed, Andy. Booed by his own party base. You can almost see a look in his eyes as he's listened to some of his crowds of, I have created a monster. I think I might hate these people. To misquote J. Robert Oppenheimer, and now I am become douche, destroyer of my reputation.
These Muslim suggestions do seem to emanate from Hussein's middle name, but Barack Hussein Obama is no more a Muslim than George Walker Bush is a device to help old people move around independently. I guess the mud has been slung, and apparently some people perceive that it's stuck as well.
McCain really has started to look a bit jaded, like an ageing boy band member looking out at the screaming children in his audience thinking, this is not how I wanted things to turn out. That is the only time you will hear a McCain boy band analogy.
Oh, really?
Crowds have been booing and shouting things like treason, terrorist, and even once, kill him. Now, it's not McCain's fault what idiots in his audience shout out, but if you play with fire, the very least you're going to get is warm fingers. And his fingers are getting a little over-toasty at the moment.
Well, I guess it was inevitable, John. I mean, there's only 23 days to go to the election, which means that it's 24 days until the start of the 2012 election campaign. I guess, John, the campaign descending into mudslinging was always going to happen. It's kind of had the inevitability of a bowl of rice you've ordered being delivered to your table in a well-run Chinese restaurant, or the unavoidability of an elephant in a squash court. It was inevitable this campaign would eventually dedicate itself gleefully to the art of mudslinging. I guess Palin's really been, I mean, it's almost like that's what she was plucked for, and they pulled her out of her well-deserved obscurity to make McCain look even more reassuringly old. That she's basically just been picked for her mud-slinging ability. And she really is slinging it, John. I mean, she's really going for sheer volume rather than accuracy or trajectory or quality of mud. But it seems to be working for her in a strange way.
One of the things they've been trying to do is link Obama to William Ayers again. The Chicago man who used to be part of the radical group Weather Underground in the 60s, who planned and carried out bombings in the US. The Democrats have been providing a weak, weak defence here, saying Obama was only 8 years old when the bombings were carried out. Now, to be fair, that is not a great response. The Republicans are not claiming that Obama was an 8-year-old terrorist. They're just saying that he knew him. And Obama has been undeniably, if understandably, slightly misleading. You cannot claim that Obama didn't know who he was. It is the first thing that people must say whenever they introduce anyone to William Ayers. It is the single most interesting thing about him.
Well, I think we can expect more revelations over the next week about Obama. Personally, I've heard on the grapevine here in London these following revelations about Obama's shady past. This week we'll hear that he was in fact part of the Black Panther group and would have given his own black glove salute at the Mexico Olympics in 1968. Had he won a medal in the discus. Unfortunately, he was only 7 years old and didn't qualify. Also, Obama apparently spent a lot of his early life in Hawaii, not far from Pearl Harbor. And at some point in his childhood, he probably ran around the garden making aeroplane noises. But he never specified whether the plane he was impersonating was American or Japanese. Is that the kind of behaviour you want in a president?
No.
And also, and this is a fact, John, Obama said the word yes on 9/11. Was that an appropriate response?
McCain has accused Obama of palling around with terrorists. But if that's true, then Obama has pretty bad taste in terrorists, because this particular terrorist won the 1997 award for Citizen of the Year in Chicago. I just don't think you can win awards like that and maintain the admiration of the terrorism world. It looks really bad. You're losing your terrorist integrity. You're losing your monster chops.
You what?
You heard.
Monster chops, is that not some kind of aggressive Victorian facial hair?
Palin fans have also been turning on the media. She started blaming the questions for some of her recent interviews. And the crowd started hurling abuse at the assembled press and waving thundersticks at them. And it's got so bad that the press now are not only being not allowed to interview Palin, they aren't even allowed to interview her supporters for fear of what the supporters might say. What a high opinion the GOP have of their own base. And I have a particularly vested interest in this, Andy, as I'm supposed to be going to a Palin rally next week to film a piece about this. And it does seem that there's an increasing chance that I won't be making it out alive. So this may in fact be my final bugle.
If you want to replace John on the bugle, then do email us your CV. We might not be able to hear from Palin supporters via the US media, but one person we can hear from is Bridget Bardot. The ex-screen siren, animal rights fan, four-time wife and star of Menina, the girl in the bikini. Now, Bardo has branded Palin a disgrace to women. Now, Bardo, she's aged treble 14, double 16, or 74 in metric years. And, of course, she has slipped down the chart of great women over the years due to being convicted 5 times for inciting racial hatred. So, if you're being accused of being a disgrace to women by a woman who is a disgrace to humanity, then you are probably a disgrace to women.
Frank Keating, a McCain campaign co-chairman, also danced close to racism with some of his comments this week. In fact, he was pretty much ballroom dancing with bigotry, cheek to cheek, before dipping it and going in for the smackaroo. He described Obama as a guy of the street and referred to his drug use as a young man, saying he should admit that he took cocaine. Although, awkwardly, he did actually admit this in a book 12 years ago. But he should probably admit it again. It is only fair. Anyone could admit something in print once.
Well, admissions do wear off after 9 years as well, officially, legally. That's a lie, but it could be a fact.
Thank you for listening to Top Story. Support what we do at The Bugle by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. If listening in Apple, you can just click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.